Live jazz and a juried art show will take over Main Street in Lock Haven this weekend. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with two of the organizers of the festival.
It's all in the same block because we actually close it off.
Carol Ann Simon-Sillo is a mixed media artist and president of the Clinton County Arts Council. She's a co-founder of the Lock Haven Jazz and Art on Main Street Festival, or JAMS for short.
So it's this wonderful intimate setting that you can walk through, look at some art, buy a piece of jewelry, walk over and have maybe a gumbo or something at a restaurant because they have the outdoor seating available, which it makes it almost like a little touch of Europe. Everything comes outside onto the sidewalk.
And, of course, there's plenty of music. The festival is in its third year. Simon-Sillo says the Clinton County Arts Council had been active in the visual arts, showing work at the Station Gallery in Lock Haven.
But we wanted to enter into the musical end of the arts. And we just said, why don't we start a jazz festival?
Another co-founder of the festival, artist Stephen Getz, says they wanted to make sure they didn't duplicate any of the other nearby festivals.
And there's a lot of music festivals around. In Williamsport, they have the Blues Festival. There's a Bluegrass Festival in Clinton County. Of course, the normal rock stuff that you can hear every weekend throughout the area. So we decided to look at jazz because there wasn't a lot of that going on.
And there just happened to be a strong jazz program in town at Lock Haven University.
We could bring in some big-name people that were coming to Lock Haven that maybe, you know, a lot of smaller communities would have trouble attracting them. But because we had connections with those people, we have some of the best jazz musicians in the Northeast.
One of the familiar names is saxophonist and composer Rick Hirsch.
Rick is a fantastic musician. He plays in, you know, a lot of a smaller group of his, but then he is co-leader of Zero Point Big Band. So they'll be down there. They come every year. We have Nancy and Spencer Reed from out in the Stroudsburg area that are just fantastic.
If I could tell you, would you understand how safe my world is when you hold my hand?
You know, Nancy has this just wonderful voice, and Spencer's just an amazing musician, too.
The performers will include the Pennsylvania Jazz Collective and Lock Haven locals Graham Dion and Eddie Severn.
And this year we're kind of excited because we have partnered with the Lock Haven City Concert Series to bring in a band every year that plays on the river that's a little different than the classic jazz stuff. So we have the Chicago Authority coming in.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
As you can hear, Chicago Authority is a tribute band covering songs by Chicago. They'll be playing on a floating stage in the Susquehanna River. And while musicians perform, so will a couple of plein air artists. You can watch Carl Eric Leitzel and Susan Nicholas Gephardt putting paint to canvas at the festival. And Simon-Sillo says there will be plenty of artists selling their work there.
They're all juried, and we have a committee who does that. And we want to make sure there's a good quality level of things and that there's a variety of things so we don't have all the same kind of art there.
Getz says the festival is not just good business for artists and musicians.
We made it so that it was business friendly, that restaurants and pubs and clubs around the area look forward to this because they actually see that there's money in the arts, which we all know, but a lot of times people need convinced. And so because of that, they get pretty excited about it.
The Lock Haven Jazz and Art on Main Street Festival begins tomorrow morning. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU. ¶¶